We'll talk about this later.
Yeah, let's just try this one more time. So we got Notes Underground, number 36.
New location. Keyboard.
We'll see how this works. Got Oliver and Skylar and a bunch of good music.
Yes.
Godspeed.
My grievance under and start it all again. They told me to forget him and all that he had done. If I can't dig out the poison, better cover up and run. Now I'm patient, patient with my time, 'cause revenge is oh so hard to find.
So sexy.
She's got an incredible voice.
Beautiful voice. Beautiful.
I fell in love with this track like the second I heard it.
Where did you find that, Oliver?
A friend of mine.
Who was it again?
The name of the group is Elizabeth and the Catapult, and the song's called Waiting for the Kill. A friend of mine who's a singer was just raving about it and sat me down late one night and wouldn't let me leave until I heard it. And I actually emailed this particular artist and said, can I please have a copy of this? I told her about the show and she got right back to me and
that
was
is
stoked.
So awesome.
Yeah. She heard the show too. She was like, oh, please put me on.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was great.
Where are they from?
New York, I believe. They have a MySpace, so you can check them out.
Dude, I'm like fascinated.
It's just the production's phenomenal. The song's in five, which I love a good odd time signature.
Uh-huh.
It was great with those drums and the strings.
It's just
and her voice. She has so much control with her voice.
It's a really fresh sound. I'm glad to hear that. So, everyone enjoy.
Well, that's pretty cool. So, I brought in, I kind of cheated. I brought in two. I don't know if we have time for both, but let me play one of them.
Okay. Okay, buddy.
Let me play one of mine, and then if we have time, I'll play the other.
Yay!
Here's one from AC Newman.
Yay.
With a stamp, they said thank you for your interest, young man. While preparing his soul for a perilous slide in the crime, he had decided that he would err on his side of divine. Being told, this was wise, that they'd be paid back with interest in due time. So I. For some time.
I dig that shit, man. I
don't know.
I don't really like the new pornographers that much. I think they're okay, but I think that this is like, I think this is a much better. I don't know. I like this guy a lot better by himself.
Yeah, for sure.
You know. So what's going on?
I don't know. What's new with everybody? Anything exciting going on in music news?
We're in Spin Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mitch.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows why that's happening? But I'm psyched. It's like, I didn't even see it yet. Oliver, you saw it, right?
Yeah. I actually went and paid full newsstand price for it. I was very excited.
What do you support Spin?
Isn't that the Fallout Boys on the cover of this one?
Yeah. December issue, Fallout Boy. It was just a little one-sentence blurb. It's amongst a couple other podcasts. It's in their essential mix sex. It's on page 20, actually. I happen to know the page.
Sweet.
Nice. Something about California boys geeking out.
Right.
On our way to page one.
Right. Well, let's geek out then if that's what we're supposed to do. Running the show off our new Mac computer.
Loaded with RAM.
I just can't wait to get the RSS feed working.
It's going to be so cool.
Whoa.
An important block.
What, did they have other podcasts on there? Yeah. Or is it just one?
No, I think there's like five.
Oh, sweet.
Total.
Who else was on there?
Man, I don't remember the names because I don't care about anything, but no. Yeah, they all sound like they're kind of doing a different thing. You know, some do like really weird music. Some do, you know, just straight rock and stuff. So
there's a new one that someone turned me on to today called Sleep House Radio. And it's a British guy. And I don't know, Seth from Why Me was raving about it. So I checked it out. I dug it. I thought it was really pretty cool.
What's the genre?
I mean, it is like...
Or not genre, but
it's like
the
indie, electronica, folk. You know, he doesn't talk a whole lot. He spends most of his time just playing songs and giving a little background and going to the next song. It's
all right.
Cool.
Not like us.
Yeah, not like us.
Well, we used to geek out in your garage, and then you rented this magnificent spot.
I know, it's pretty cool.
Royal geeks now.
Yeah. Now it's...
Now it's like, yeah.
Now we're geeks.
Now we have like a, but it's the cool thing is that like we can have more bands.
Yeah.
On the show, because I was like, I was like begging my girlfriend every time we were gonna have a live show. I was like, "So Renica, there's this really cool band." And
she's like, "I like, have to sit in our living room."
It, like, and I would go through this elaborate like staging, you know, conversation. She'd be like, "So you want to know if they can play in our living room? Is this right?" You know, and
I'm like, not to mention the trauma on the pets.
And she's like, "As long as I'm not around." No, she, I mean, she loved it, but it was just kind of hard to move everything around and have to keep the house clean and well,
all that low priority stuff.
Yeah.
But now we're in this cool half created industrial warehouse type-esque.
Yeah. I totally dig it. It smells like fresh paint still.
I know. I feel really good right now.
I love that smell.
What do we got lined up?
Well, we got, I don't know. We got something from you, right?
I'm excited. This whole day is just really good music this evening.
Skylar, tell me what you got.
I brought some Rose Hill Drive straight out of Boulder, Colorado, my hometown. And
is this it?
This is it. Live at the Fox Theater, Boulder, Colorado. Cole Cody is the name.
Baby!
Rose Hill Drive, live at the Fox Theater in Boulder, Colorado. Whoa, dude, cut out there.
Yeah, that was like a pretty incredible recording for a live show.
Those guys are awesome. Yeah. Those guys are absolutely amazing.
You know what I mean? Like,
amazing.
There was like really good, you know, because a lot of times it's like really, you know, you get all the, like the mics aren't placed, right? And
well, that's
kind of weird shit.
That theater is the best in the mid, I mean, it's the best one between New York and California.
What is it? Fox Theater?
The Fox Theater, yeah.
That like, definitely sounds like it.
Anybody who's
like
been through Colorado.
Murdoch Fox or like or is it? No, it's not.
It's Fox like the,
Or like the animal.
No. Does the animal have two X's? It's one X. Fox, one X. It's like the animal.
I don't know.
There's a two X Fox?
There's not a two X Fox. Unless it's like
maybe this
Foxy.
Fox has two X's.
Foxy Brown.
But Rose Hill Drive, kick ass.
What about Red Rock? I heard Red Rock is pretty cool.
Red Rocks is
but that's like an amphitheater.
It's a huge amphitheater carved out of red stone. And I went backstage there because my parents were rock writers growing up, and the whole backstage
rock writers,
rock critics,
sweet,
wow.
Yeah,
rock writers.
I don't know.
I thought you meant like rock riders, like they're
like riders on the
stage. I'm not going anywhere. But backstage at Red Rocks is all these caverns carved out underground. It's really cool. All the bands hang out in these like caves.
Wow.
With stalactites.
So, like, instead of, like, the green room, you've got this cave.
It's a red cave. And, yeah. So, the Fox Theater in Boulder is, like, in the College District. It's pretty hip and cool. But that band has just really come of age in the last couple years. They're young kids, too. They're, like, 20, 21.
Yeah.
Well, so, and I just dig it. I mean,
it's rock and roll.
It's juvenile, and there's no constraints on it yet. You know, their music's totally just fucking... It's right out there. There's no... You know, I don't
and
know.
It's not like every other band you hear on the radio.
It's not like every other band you hear on the radio.
And I was going to bring in the same exact track, which is really weird.
It's so strange, man.
Yeah.
So what else we got? We got some other stuff. We got some...
Great Night of Music is what we got here.
This one's from Lead Man. And I don't know. It's pretty cool. I like the sound of it.
Let's jam it.
Let's check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, from hell.
Yeah! Did you even see the?
I've not been this excited.
Did you see the Britpop thing coming, or did that just blindside you? Because he's doing the Tom Waits thing.
I didn't see it.
And then all of a sudden,
I was
you're
thinking
in a disco in London.
I was thinking Lou Reed and Beck met on the street in London. Yeah, and just like went at it or something.
Here's what he said when he sent me an email. Said, I guess it, so that he has a whole album, and this is all on the PodSafe Music Network. The debut album Golden is a gritty, sexy slab of Angelino soaked sonic taffy that stretches from El Dorado to Mars and back again.
That was awesome.
You know, I don't know. That's a good description. It's better than just saying, you know, it's rock.
Yeah, it's cool. It was cool. They were good.
What's the name?
Lead Man. Yeah.
All right.
Like LED?
Yeah.
LEAD.
LED.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
No, awesome. I'm seriously so excited tonight. Like, every song gets me so pumped. I was head bunging over there. I was like slamming the chairs and whistling.
You were playing your balls.
Dude.
We're just geeking out.
Now people are
going to
think I'm weird. Yeah, we were just geeking out. Call up Spin. Tell them it's true.
So, yeah.
Anyways,
another day in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. So tell me how your headshots went. What was that experience like?
It was okay. It was on, like, Saturday morning at 8. Yeah.
I expect
you know,
to be
you're in L.A.
There's
13 million people here, like 10 million of which are actors, who, you know, 5 million of which are all going to make it, you know, tomorrow. And it's just
and then not make it the next day.
Oh, this industry is just, like, or they think they're going to make this industry is just insane. Like, you have to come here and live it to understand it. And it's just pitiful. See these people wallow in their careers and just so I decided to sign up and get headshots and become a part of that.
Yeah. No, that's a pretty motivating thought there.
They're pretty funny. We did things like, he's like, do the monkey. So, you know, I was a monkey and he'd take pictures. Kind of weird. So I have a lot
serious?
Of these weird these pictures of me.
God, I have a friend who's a photographer.
Paid good money for this.
I should hook you up with him.
That'd be nice.
You'd have to pay him too, I guess. But if those don't turn out, I don't know, whatever.
With what?
Money.
Oh. Chocolate.
Oh, okay. I got lots of chocolate.
Services.
We're not geeking out anymore.
Favors.
So, yeah.
So, headshots.
So how are things at the job going, MySpace?
Oh, you know, it's pretty cool. It's like.
Do you know Tom?
Yes. I know Tom.
Everybody,
that's the first question anybody asks. You
know,
people are posing as Tom now. Actually, someone in my office got tricked by a fake Tom. Millionth person to log on today, and they were going to win some great prize.
Are you serious?
That's awesome.
And she came into my office, and she was like, oh, my God. And then she found out it was fake.
That's so funny.
Tom probably wouldn't appreciate that.
Tom. That's such a good lie.
Yeah, that is a great lie.
Yeah.
Because who
it's clever.
Wouldn't believe that you're Tom?
Yeah, and that you were the 1 millionth person to log on.
Because exactly. Like, everyone wants to be the Olsen twins. Or a character from 90210, but precisely. No one wants to be Tom.
Nobody wants to be Tom.
No, dude, it was so funny because one of the guys at work actually for Halloween dressed up as Tom.
That's, I was just going to say, next year we're probably going to see like an increase.
It was classic because everyone knew exactly, you know, what he was doing.
Did he do the kind of over the to the side like smile? Like on his
he just didn't move from his computer all day.
If
he
you see Tom, can you just tell him he needs to do some yoga? He has bad posture.
Oh, that's just that one photo.
Oh.
He's like the only guy in MySpace that doesn't update
his
photo.
He's doing fine.
If you click on his picture, do you get his profile? I've never done that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but there's this one really cool profile on MySpace that I found a couple weeks ago called Four-Eyed Monsters. And it's this video. Oh, wait. I already mentioned it. I'm never talking again.
Okay, so anyway, Four-Eyed.
He's repeating himself.
Right back.
Put him down. Paulie, take him out and put him down.
I'm just a record.
editing.
This guy's going nowhere. Guess Alex is doing it. Yeah.
So what's next?
Okay.
Mas, musica, please.
Yeah. Play the music. Okay. Play the music. Excuse me, sir. Do you have any music for me?
How about this?
Please.
We had another listener submission from, we got a track called Dropping. from a band called Soft.
Drop it, please.
They're also, I believe, on the pod show, Music Pod Safe, whatever. So let's see what they're all about. That was pretty cool.
It was like 50s angel rock.
Angel rock.
I liked it.
Like dream pop.
Yeah. Like in Back to the Future, what's that song? Earth Angel.
Oh, it's a little bit more modern than that, I think.
Well, that's what I mean, like the modern version of that.
Oh, right.
I'm going down in flames here.
Sorry.
I like the angel vibe, though.
I'm like shooting you down. Like, you're not allowed to think that that's what it sounds like.
But like the first image that came to mind was angel. I don't know why.
I think of Falcor.
They kind of remind me of Samples.
Sample. Yeah, you know the samples? Speaking of Colorado.
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen them a couple of times. Well,
they
don't know.
Dolphins playing on the video. Dude, they sing about while they play music.
They sing about like recycling and stuff. It's great. And they have fans that blow
their
hair.
Sing about recycling.
I love, dude, they have a song about rhinoceros tusks on their big TV. I mean, it's like, oh, I love those guys.
That's pretty funny. The samples, I saw them once in San Francisco at the Warfield. I saw them at the Warfield. It was a beautiful show.
It's very, very good. Very, very good. In the
so I couldn't get that other track, but I still have a, so I'll just do it next week. But I got one more from one more pick of my own from a band called The Bedroom Walls.
Wow. I know where you're going with that one.
And this is pretty much going to close it out.
All right. Are we going to hear from Lee?
I got my internet connection's all jacked. I can't.
Yes.
Wow.
50.
I just woke up on the beach. Where am I?
50. Well, we came in kind of nicely, and we went out kind of nicely, and there's a lot of ups and downs. And
like a wave hitting the beach that lasts forever and yet only goes for 5 seconds. What? What are you talking about?
What's going on in here, guys?
That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. Well, it was a good music tonight.
Yeah.
And, like, we didn't really even yap that much, which is rare.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I feel fulfilled. You know, like, sometimes I kind of think, like, if I didn't talk a lot, like, maybe it wasn't a good show. But then, like, it's pretty much better when I don't talk a lot.
Oh, come on.
We can talk a
little.
We
love you. Creepy.
Did you hear Mel Gibson is running for governor, possibly?
Oh, Lord.
Are you serious?
They're calling it Braveheart versus the Terminator.
What about
Warren
Beatty? You mean
the California governor?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Wait, what about Warren Beatty? Bullworth, man. I thought
it
he was
going to be Warren Beatty versus Rob Reiner, but they both dropped out.
Rob Reiner? Really?
Rob Reiner was going to run on the Democratic
team. We forget that Ronald Reagan got his start as a California governor.
I didn't forget.
And he did acting.
I'll never forget.
Wait, that's what you meant.
Yeah. Hello. Awooga.
Yeah.
A little California politics there for everyone out there.
Well, Hollywood is a huge part of the California economy.
Huge.
You know? So it makes sense that someone, I mean, to a lot of people, it makes sense that someone with some understanding of the way Hollywood works would be a governor. That would just be like saying, that would also be like saying, you know, someone, I mean, like Jimmy Carter, for example, was a farmer and a peanut farmer, and a lot, and he ran under the ticket that I know what, you know, America's workers are going through, whatever. But I think Hollywood's a little bit different than farming.
Yeah, definitely.
I love nuts.
Did you guys see Aeon Flux?
No. Did you see it?
I did.
Dude, you're a movie madman.
I'm the movie madman.
Film whore.
I went and saw Syriana today, but the fire alarm went off at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, and we all had to leave.
What about Aeon Flux?
It was pretty cool.
Is it?
I don't know. I really like the old cartoons, so I like the movie.
But I mean, Charlize Theron is like
so sexy. Just, and she wears those like
she can't look bad.
Talk about
well, not like
I mean, Monster. She looked terrible, but she was great in that. You know,
should go see her in this movie. She wears the original outfit, which is the tight black leather that just goes under her crotch and around her shoulders.
Awesome.
And she's kind of got the Silver Lake haircut too.
The Silver Lake haircut?
Yeah, the Silver Lake locks.
Yeah.
It's like long in front, short in back.
Yep, that's it. With the side bang. Like the,
yeah, I love
she's
that.
Alternative.
Except she's a girl, so it works better.
So she's like sci-fi indie. That's totally hot.
Yeah.
The movie was also...
she's totally going to release an album too. She's going to do her own soundtrack for the movie.
Like her movie...
She only tattoos?
North Country, this movie was also directed by a woman. So it's... I'm a fan of movies directed by women in Hollywood because that's something we rarely see.
Yeah.
That's my little political moment of the evening. Back to you, Oliver, in the studio.
Women are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably just tie it up and say goodnight.
Let's tie it up.
That was enough talking.
Let's tie it up, yo.
Tie it.
That's
tie
what
that
I'm
knot.
Born to do.
Dude, there's been like...
Let's tie it. Let's double knot that
There's been a shortage
shit.
Of non-sequiturs of that Roman here. It's been very like cohesive.
Yeah.
Hey, I love it though.
Yeah. Yeah. We're listening to each other. It's weird. Okay, so...
Enough listening.
Let's
tie it up.
I don't have a keyboard.
Let's double knot this shit.
Maybe we could all hold hands.
And chant?
And hum.
We all did it. I love it.
Ow. Creepy.
Good night, everybody.
Creepy.
Take care.
Have fun.
Have yourself a wonderful day.
And most importantly,
happy holidays.